Film tape weeps through a projector beside a countdown from 5. The letters R-E-E-L are outlined in glowing tape moving through reels. Lifetime presents a Pierre David and Tom Berry production. A blonde woman crosses her dining room and places napkins on plates. Now, she inspects a pair of wine glasses and sets them on the table, which is illuminated by candles. She smiles and steps over to her phone. The caller is named My Love. She answers it.
Hey, love. Don't tell me you're running late.
You can't do this.
Her eyes bulge.
I have enough dirt on you that I can ruin your life. You will never get away with this. I swear, I will tell her everything.
The blonde woman covers her mouth and stares at the phone in horror.
Jeff?
Title text on screen. Pocket dial murder. Her phone reads, call ended.
Jeff?
She picks it up and calls back.
Hey, you've reached Jeff Crawford. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you soon.
Jeff, what is going on? I just got a call from you, and all I heard was screaming and a gunshot. Call me back. I'm freaking out right now.
A hospital. A doctor with a patient.
Just make sure when you get home, get lots of rest.
She leads him from her office. She checks her phone. The blonde woman calls her.
Hey, sis. I just finished with my last patient. I was just about to call you.
Joelle, listen carefully. I need to be quick.
Stacy, you're scaring me. What's happening?
I just got a call from Jeff. It sounded like a pocket dial.
I'm 99% sure I heard a gunshot. I think
a woman was killed.
Wait, what do you mean?
I don't know. I can't think straight right now. I haven't heard from Jeff since lunch. Maybe he didn't have his phone.
I just left him a voicemail.
If he didn't have his phone, whoever did knows they heard everything and could come after me.
Stacy, call 911 right now.
I can't. I share my location with Jeff. They could find me in a second.
Okay, I'm coming over. I'm calling the police on my way.
I need to turn my phone off.
Stacy hangs up. Joelle drives and makes a call.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes, hi. My name is Joelle Devereaux. I'm calling on behalf of my sister, Stacy Crawford. She thinks she heard a murder over the phone. I'm afraid she could be in danger.
Stacy?
Stacy is startled by a knock. She steps to the door. Joelle bursts in. They hug.
The cops are on their way.
They clasp hands.
Have you tried to reach Jeff?
Yes, I called the office. No answer. He should have been home by now. It can't be Jeff.
They hug. Now, they sit at Stacy's kitchen table speaking with the detective.
Okay. So the last time you spoke to your husband was at noon today and no word since?
No, I worked all afternoon and then I came home to prepare dinner.
Then you got a call from your husband's phone at 7:35 tonight. And you're positive you heard a gunshot?
Stacy nods.
And you heard no other voices?
Just the woman.
Stacy hangs her head. A car pulls into Stacy's driveway.
I have to ask, why do you seem so sure that it wasn't your husband holding the phone?
A man parks and gets out. The man enters.
Stacy? Hey, what's going on?
He takes Stacy's hand.
Mr. Crawford? Hi, I'm Detective Munger.
Hi.
Listen, before we get into the events of tonight, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
You okay?
Stacy nods.
Mr. Crawford, can I see your phone?
I'm sorry, I don't know where it is.
Stacy and Joelle share a worried glance. Elsewhere, a man with short brown hair sits on his sofa. He makes a call.
Hey, you've reached Joelle. Sorry I missed your call.
He sends a text. Joelle reads a text from Alec. Hey babe, let me know you're okay. It's not like you to not answer my calls. Stacy turns to her.
Thanks for everything, Joelle. You can go, I'm okay now. Are you sure? I'll call you as soon as we're done.
Stacy squeezes her shoulder and Joelle leaves.
So, Mr. Crawford, you said you started your night with a meeting with a new client, Harry Cobalt, at Stars Cups, and that's the coffee shop by your office, and that was from 5 to 6.
Yeah.
Then you went back to the office for a meeting with your manager, Ellen Green. Work on the weekends?
Yeah. Ellen just got promoted to regional manager. So we've been doing a whole lot of reorganization and overtime for the past couple weeks, that's all.
Stacy glances uneasily at Jeff. Exterior view of a suburban home. Inside, Alec and Joel cuddle on their sofa.
I don't know that I should have left her.
Jeff is with her now?
Joel weeps.
Joel, you don't think that Jeff...
I don't know anything. I'm just worried about my sister.
Joel nuzzles into his shoulder. Return to Stacy's dining room.
Now, after Ellen left the meeting, is there anyone at the office who can confirm how long you stayed?
No, I was the only one left.
At what point did you realize that you didn't have your phone on you?
Maybe 5-10 minutes after Ellen left.
Seems odd, doesn't it? It would take you that long to realize it was missing.
No. Ellen was waiting for me at the office when I got there. I was late. So I just dropped all my stuff with her assistant and we ran to our meeting.
Now, you arrived here at 8. What were you doing between 7 and 8?
I was finishing up some work, and that's when I realized I didn't have my phone. So I thought maybe I left it at the coffee place. So I went there, and it was closed. So I went back to the office, and I looked everywhere for it, but obviously it was nowhere to be found. And I packed up my stuff, and I drove home.
Now, how long does it take to get from the office to home?
Like 20 minutes.
Munker circles 20 minutes on her notepad.
Okay, well, I think we're done here for the night.
So what are the next steps here?
Well, we're going to track the call and see if we can find the area. And once we do, we'll send a team out to search. There's not much you can do but wait. Oh, but if you think of anything, here's my card. You'll give me a call. And Mr. Crawford, I suggest you don't go too far. If we do find something, we're going to have some questions for you. And in the meantime, if your phone should resurface, you'll let us know.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
All right. Good night.
Jeff leads Detective Munker to the door. Joelle and Alec sit in bed. She answers her phone.
Stacy, what did the police say?
They're gonna track the call to see what they can find.
There's nothing more we can do for now. Okay. Well, I have the morning off tomorrow. Want to meet at our spot in the park at 10 a.m.?
Sure.
I have a few house showings, but not until the afternoon, so...
I'll see you there.
Okay, night, sis. I love you.
Joelle frowns at her phone. She frowns to Alec, and he puts his arm around her, and she caresses his chest. Stacy and Jeff in bed.
Can't believe this is happening.
When I answered the call, first thought was that it could have been Ellen.
He furrows his brow.
What made you think it could have been Ellen?
I knew you were in a meeting with her. You two have been working a lot of overtime together.
Stacy, come on. I know where you're going with this. There's nothing between Ellen and I.
The last time you were working extra hours and ignoring my phone calls, you said it was nothing, and you were cheating on me with Catherine.
Well, this time is different. I swear.
Yeah, this is different than last time. It goes way beyond infidelity or anything we've ever been through. I heard a gunshot. Someone could be dead.
I don't know what to say, okay? This is crazy. Look, first thing tomorrow morning, I'll go back to the coffee place and I'll ask to watch the security cam footage, see if I can see who took my phone. Okay?
She nods reluctantly. He squeezes her hand. Snow melts outside a brick home. Inside, a woman with long black hair, named Meredith, sits in front of her laptop and reads a chat log from the night before with Juliet Lane. Juliet texted, I need to talk to you ASAP. It's really important. Meredith responded, sure, call me whenever. Then later, Juliet, are you okay? Now she turns to her laptop and looks at the website for ARXB Financial. A photo of Ellen Green, regional manager. A photo of Jeff Crawford, financial manager. Jeff quietly enters his bedroom, where Stacy sleeps. He stands over her, then reaches towards her bedside table. He knocks her phone to the floor and startles her awake.
What are you doing?
Sorry. I didn't mean to wake you. I just need to borrow your phone to call the office.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I made a fresh pot of coffee downstairs.
Thanks.
Jeff takes her phone and steps away. Stacy sits up in bed. Later, Jeff exits a cafe with a hot drink.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Alex.
Joelle told me what happened last night. That's insane. I didn't think he'd be here today.
No, I mean, I don't exactly have my mind set to work, but I gotta figure out who took my phone and made that phone call.
Yeah, where do you think he lost it?
I don't know. It's driving me crazy. I mean, I came back here because I had that meeting with Harry Cobell yesterday. But no one saw anything, and they don't have any camera surveillance inside.
Let me guess, you hadn't set up your Find My Phone app?
No, but now the phone's not turned on, so I can't track it anyway. Oh, I was supposed to help Sean learn the new filing system today.
You got enough on your shoulders. I'll take care of it.
Yeah? You just gotta teach him how to...
Relax, buddy. I'll handle it.
Okay.
Stacy stands in a city square.
Stacy! I got you your favorite soy matcha latte.
Joelle steps towards her with hot drinks. They hug. Meredith watches them from a distance. Stacy narrows her eyes at her.
What is it? Someone's following me. You see that girl? I noticed her when I first got here, and she's been keeping close ever since. Let's go.
Joelle takes Stacy's arm and leads her away. Meredith watches them over her shoulder.
Did you call Mom this morning? She told me she's been waiting to hear from you. Not yet. I don't think I'm ready to tell her about what happened last night. You know how she is.
Yeah, and she always reads us so well. We never know how she's gonna react. Anyway, it's good not to put more stress on her. What did Jeff have to say about everything?
He's on a mission to find out who could have his phone. I'm freaking out. Whoever has his phone knows I was on the line and heard the gunshot.
Jeff types in his office. A young man approaches with a box of files.
Hey. I'm done entering these files into the system. You have some more?
I sure do.
Okay.
Jeff hands him another box.
Here you go. Good job.
Yeah, thanks. Sorry.
Ellen stands at Jeff's door.
I'm not sure about him.
Ellen, stop it. Sean's a good kid. He's just having a rough time getting back on his feet after his parents died. Plus, he's Alex's nephew. And he's great with technology, which is exactly what we need.
All right, well, if you say he's good, then I trust your judgment. Hey, you know what? I have no more meetings scheduled today. Why don't we skip out a few hours early and grab a drink?
Oh, I gotta take this.
He turns and answers his phone. Ellen stands behind him.
Jeff Crawford speaking.
Yeah, Mr. Crawford, Detective Munger. Wanted to let you know we were able to trace that call to an area called Jenkintown. You familiar with the place? Or maybe you know someone who lives there?
No, I mean, I know where it is, but I haven't been out that way in a long time.
Did you get a new cell phone?
No, I am heading out soon to do that. Should be by the end of the afternoon. Same number.
Got it. Well, we'll stay in touch.
Okay.
He turns to Ellen.
What was that all about? Is there anything you need to tell me?
We're just dealing with something that happened last night. I don't really want to get into it.
Jeff, I know you were expecting to be promoted to regional manager. And the last thing I want is for things to be awkward between us because I got the job. But you can always come to me about anything. Business or personal.
Okay. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Of course.
She smiles and turns away. Jeff looks to his computer and heaves a sigh. Stacy sits in her dining room, gazing blankly at real estate listings. She's startled and turns her head to the door slam.
Hello?
Jeff enters with his briefcase.
Hey. Oh, it's you. You scared me for a second.
Oh, sorry. I should have called to let you know I was coming home early. I got a new phone.
She looks away.
You okay? Hey, I've been the same way all day, too.
I can't shake the feeling that someone is watching me.
Why would you say that?
I think someone was following me when I was at the park with Joelle this morning. I don't know for sure, though. Maybe I'm just being paranoid.
No. Hey, you're probably just tired. I know I am.
Jeff rubs her shoulders and kisses her head.
I talked to the detective. They said they track a call.
Okay, that's good news, right?
We'll know soon enough.
Jeff's eyes flit nervously to the side. Evening. Blue lights bathe the crime scene. A forensic unit. An unmarked police car travels along the driveway.
Inside.
They park next to a house in front of an ambulance.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Detective Munker steps past yellow police tape, nods to an officer on guard, and enters the home. She joins officers and forensic teams in the kitchen. She nods at a woman and narrows her eyes to the floor. A photographer snaps pictures of a blonde woman dead on the floor. Blood seeps from her chest and across her shirt. Munker makes a call.
Parker, it's me. Pull Crawford in for questioning right away. Looks like we got ourselves a homicide.
Later at the Philadelphia police station. Jeff enters the waiting room with his lawyer, who speaks to him in a hushed tone.
Man, they were tough on you in there. Hey, but you held it together well.
Thanks for everything, Mike.
What are friends for?
Mike pats his shoulder and turns to Stacy.
Stacy.
Thank you.
Jeff approaches Stacy.
Stacy, they found a body. And you were right. Somebody was murdered.
I know. Joelle just called me. It's all over the news.
I can't believe someone stole my phone. I have no alibi. Stacy, a woman is dead. They just kept asking me the same question over and over again. It's obvious they think I did it.
We both know you didn't do this. Mike is a good lawyer. We're gonna get through this. Let's go.
Later, Jeff sleeps in bed next to Stacy, who stares fearfully at him. She squeezes her eyes shut. Morning. Stacy enters her living room with a coffee. She wears a robe. Jeff enters in a suit.
Hey.
She turns on the TV news and sits on the sofa.
I'm heading out early. I'm gonna go see Mike before I go to the office.
He sits next to her on the sofa's arm.
How you feeling?
Anxious. I have a few showings today, so I hope that'll get my mind off of things.
This important news update. Police are investigating the death of 28-year-old Juliet Lane.
Stacy has a flashback.
Lane's body was found in a cottage in Jenkintown by a cleaning service employee. The cause of death was a gunshot wound to the chest.
I swear, I will tell her everything to funeral.
Seeing her face makes it all so real.
It's terrible.
Jeff caresses her shoulder. Now he enters the bathroom and slides the door shut. His eyes flit nervously. He steps over to the mirror, leans on the counter, and stares at himself. Joelle chats on the phone in a hospital hallway.
Mom, I don't know what to tell you. You should just wait to talk to her.
The last time your sister stopped taking my calls was when Jeff was cheating on her.
Was he cheating again?
Please, Mom.
I knew it.
I told her if a man cheats once, he'll do it again. She thinks her husband is different from her dad. Well, I have news for her. He isn't.
Enough, Mom. Jeff is nothing like Dad. Not all men are liars.
Listen to yourself. You are so naive. It's a wonder how you ever became a doctor.
Okay, Mom, you've crossed the line again. I have to go. I'll call you back later.
Jeff sits at a table in his office lounge.
Jeff.
Sean approaches.
Do you mind?
No. Come sit next.
Sean sits next to him.
I'm not sure exactly what's happening. But a lot of people are saying some crazy things. I don't care about the gossip. I just wanted to make sure you were okay.
Sean. It's bad.
Yeah?
Sean, it's real. Real bad.
Sean's eyes bulge. Stacy stands with a couple on the front steps of a house.
Okay, so I'll get your paperwork in and I'll be in touch.
It's perfect.
The couple walk away. Joelle grins as she walks towards Stacy.
Looks like I found your new neighbors.
I saw them. They look perfect. Hey, I was going to make my famous spaghetti tonight for Alec and Sean. Maybe you and Jeff could join us?
I can come, but I convinced Jeff to go to his racquetball game. I figured it could help get his mind off of things.
I get it. Well, hopefully being out of the house will do you some good, too.
Across the street, Meredith watches the sisters from her car. Evening, Joelle and Alec host Stacy and Sean for dinner.
Dinner was amazing. Thanks, Joelle.
Yes, thank you. It was just what I needed. Good.
Stacy turns to Sean.
So, how are you liking working at AirXB Financial?
Oh, it's awesome. I like working with Jeff. It helps a lot of people to build their dream businesses. It's a career I can see myself in for sure, so...
Well, you know, you can't get a job like Jeff's without going back to school first.
Yeah, I get that. I'm not a kid anymore, so you can stop treating me like one.
You'll always be a kid to Alec. I mean, he raised you most of your life. It's only natural.
Joel's right. It's tough, but you're a man now. I'll cut you some slack.
I should go. Yeah, I have a lot of work to do tomorrow.
Yeah, you gotta impress your boss.
Sean stands and leaves. Alec stands as he passes.
It was good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, see you soon.
Alec cringes. Stacy looks at them quizzically. Later, they drink tea.
So how are you and Jeff holding up?
We're doing the best we can. It's such a nightmare, I just want it to all be over.
Nightmare is an understatement. You're smack in the middle of a murder case.
Honey, why don't you grab your iPad and we can show Stacy some pictures from our trip?
Oh, yeah.
He steps away.
I'm sorry. I should have told him not to bother you about the case tonight.
He returns and hands Stacy the iPad.
You would love Montreal. No. It's almost like you could be in Europe.
You guys look so good here.
Thanks. We could all go together sometime.
She continues scrolling and finds folders of photos. Her eyes bulge at a thumbnail of Jeff kissing a woman titled New York Conference. She clicks on it and finds a series of photos. Her eyes well up. Alec's eyes bulge.
Oh my God. It's the woman who was killed. Why do you have a picture of her? Did you know her?
I can't believe this. I saw her on the news and I couldn't place where I'd seen her before.
Where was this photo taken? How does Jeff know her?
Juliet was one of Jeff's clients. This is a photo taken at a conference last year in New York.
I need to talk to Jeff. Wait, Stacy, don't go. Just take a minute. We can talk about this.
Sorry, Joelle. I need to discuss it with Jeff.
Stacy hurries away.
Stacy!
Joelle follows. Alec sighs and rubs his brow. In his bedroom, Jeff unpacks his racket and bag. He enters the ensuite bathroom. Stacy enters the bedroom with her arms crossed.
Hey, honey. Hey, thanks for pushing me to go to racquetball. I really think it's just what I needed. How was Joelle's dinner?
He steps out and she glares at him.
What's wrong?
You tell me.
She shows the photo of Jeff kissing Juliet.
I heard this girl get murdered. You were right next to me on the couch when we saw her on the news, and you didn't say anything?
I froze. And I was in complete shock when I saw her face on TV. And believe me, I've been stressing out all day about how I was going to tell you. I mean, how the police are going to react when they found out that I knew her.
You haven't told the detectives yet? You need to tell them before they find out on their own, Jeff. They're going to think you're hiding something from them.
Do you want me to come down to the station tomorrow? I'll tell them that.
Were you sleeping with her?
What? No, see, absolutely not. Because she was just an old client of mine.
This photo is clearly showing more than a professional relationship.
No. Okay, but we were close. I mean, she was just really thankful that I helped save her company. I've mentioned her before. She's the one with the spa chain, remember? I haven't spoken a word to her since we stopped working together. That was like 4 months ago.
So why didn't you just say that in the first place?
He looks away.
I was overwhelmed. I mean, come on, my cell phone's at a crime scene, and now I knew the victim too. I was worried that you might not believe me. If I told you that I knew Juliet, I mean, Stacy, come on. I need you. I need my wife by my side through this.
How do you think I felt when I saw that photo? I wasn't just thinking, did my husband have another affair? I also thought, could my husband have killed this girl?
Jeff's eyes well up and he shakes his head.
This is exactly why I didn't say anything. I mean, the police already look at me like I'm guilty. But now my wife, too? I can't handle that. I swear to you, Stacy, I didn't do it.
I never thought you could cheat on me, and you did.
That is not fair. Okay, we were young, and we were in a bad place. You know me. I'm not capable of this.
The idea that you could have an affair is one thing.
He narrows his eyes. She looks away.
But I know you could never kill someone. So you have to stop hiding things from me. I need the whole truth if we're going to get through this together.
I know.
He weeps.
I'm sorry. God, I love you so much.
I love you too. It's just a lot to process. I need some time.
She steps past him and out of the room. He looks over his shoulder, quivering. Morning. Aerial view of Philadelphia. Ellen exits an elevator and steps past a cafe. Jeff approaches.
Hey.
Hey.
Where are you off to in such a hurry?
The police called me in for questioning about Juliet's murder.
I was just with him for a couple hours. It was brutal.
What did you tell them?
What do you mean?
We were together the night Juliet died. What exactly did you say? I just want my story to line up with yours.
I just told them the truth.
Yes, but if we say the meeting ran long, then we both have an alibi.
You're kidding, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes, okay. Of course. I'm just nervous. Ugh. I already told them yesterday that I left around 7 p.m., so...
Good.
I should get going.
Yeah.
She waves and hurries away. He looks over his shoulder at her and furrows his brow. Stacy and Joelle stroll a snowy sidewalk.
I just don't want to end up in the same situation that Mom was in. She was devastated when Dad cheated on her. Do you think I'm crazy for trusting Jeff right now? What if he was sleeping with Juliet?
You and Jeff are nothing like our parents. You have such a solid relationship, and... Yeah, he messed up once.
They narrow their eyes at Stacy's phone.
You should answer that.
Hello?
Hello, is this Stacy Crawford?
Yes, who am I speaking to?
My name is Meredith Yell. Juliet Lane was my best friend.
Oh, I'm so sorry for what happened.
Me too. There's something I'd like to talk to you about.
Okay.
Can you meet me tonight?
I'll text you my address.
Tonight, sure. Yes, of course.
Great.
Meredith hangs up. Stacy's eyes bulge.
That was Meredith, one of Juliet's friends. She wants me to meet her at her place tonight.
I'll go with you.
No, I think she'll open up more if I go alone.
Stacy steps away. Joelle's mouth gapes in concern. Jeff pulls past Stacy's car and parks in front of their home. He enters his kitchen and sees Stacy's phone with a text from Meredith. See you tonight, 7 p.m., 23 Lakeside Street. He furrows his brow and removes his jacket. Stacy enters the kitchen.
Hey.
Hey. You're home early.
Yeah.
How did it go with the detectives?
Yeah, well, I told them about working with Juliet. And of course they knew. Man, I mean, again, they just kept asking the same questions over and over again, like they expected me to change my answer.
I'm glad Mike was with you. I'm sure it helped having a friend there.
Yeah. He invited me to racquetball tonight to get my mind off of it.
Yeah. That could help.
Mm. I'm just gonna go grab my bag.
Stacy picks up her phone. She looks at Meredith's message nervously.
That was Meredith, one of Juliet's friends.
Now, she looks at Meredith's social media profile and recognizes her as the woman stalking her.
Meredith.
Evening. Stacy parks in Meredith's driveway. She exits her car and steps up to the front door. Behind her, she spots a person dart across the shadowy lawn. She lunges towards the door and shakes the handle.
Meredith? Are you okay?
It opens and she enters, slamming the door behind her. She spots a pair of feet on the floor in the hallway before her.
Meredith!
She approaches.
Meredith!
Stacy stands over Meredith, who has bruising around her neck. Stacy crouches next to her.
I'm gonna get you some help, okay?
Meredith struggles to breathe. Stacy takes her phone from her pocket and makes a call.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes, someone has been attacked. Please send help to 23 Lakeside Street. Hurry.
Help's on the way.
You're okay. You're okay. Roberto. Romana.
Meredith's eyes roll back and she becomes still.
Roberto. Romana, who is that? Meredith.
Stacy feels Meredith's wrist and her eyes bulge. Later, Stacy sits on Joelle's sofa, who brings her tea.
I called Alec and let him know what happened. He's with Sean, and neither of them have heard from Jeff.
I can't reach him either.
Joelle pours tea.
But I just looked up Roberto Romana online, and it's not a person. It's a pizza place in the same area they found Juliet.
I wonder what Meredith was trying to tell you.
I just wish I could have got there earlier. There was nothing I could do to save her.
I'm so sorry. That's awful.
I should go.
Alec enters his front door. The women turn to him.
Stacy, I'm so sorry. I came as fast as I could.
Are you sure you don't want to stay with us tonight?
I just want to be home.
Joelle hugs Stacy. Alec purses his lips.
Text me when you get there.
I will. I love you.
I love you too.
Stacy parks in her driveway. There's no light seeping from the home's windows. She exits her car and approaches her front door. She enters and flicks on a light. She removes her person's scarf as Jeff emerges from the shadows, scowling.
to meeting with Juliet's friend.
He staggers towards her. She steps back, startled.
That's where you were, right?
How did you know where I was going?
I saw the text that Meredith sent earlier when I was at home. Why didn't you just tell me?
Her eyes bulge.
Meredith's dead.
She steps past him. His gaze follows her.
What did you just say?
Stacy stands on the bottom step and turns to him.
I said she's dead. Someone attacked her before I got there. She died in my arms.
His eyes well up.
It's terrible.
Where were you tonight?
He cocks his head.
What?
You said you had a racquetball game with Mike, but since you've been unreachable, I called him. He said you canceled?
I decided not to go. I wasn't in the mood to see anyone. So I drove around. I debated following you to Meredith's or just coming home.
Meredith was supposed to tell me something that I needed to know about the call, about Juliet, or maybe even about you. And now she's dead, and once again, you can't prove where you were?
Well, are you seriously suggesting that I had something to do with it?
I don't know what to think anymore.
Stacy.
Don't.
Stacy, come on.
She shakes her head at him. He furrows his brow.
Are you scared of me?
I can't trust anything right now, including you, Jeff.
Don't say that.
She shakes her head incredulously. She points upstairs.
I'm gonna sleep in the guest bedroom.
She turns and ascends the staircase. He swallows hard. Later, moonlight filters through the windows throughout Stacy and Jeff's home. Jeff sits on the end of his bed, staring at the floor and twisting the wedding band on his finger. He looks at it, sliding it up and down his finger. Crossfade to Stacy sitting on the edge of her bed, fidgeting with her ring as she looks out the window. Morning at Roberto Pizza Romana. Stacy parks outside it and enters. Inside, a waitress serves pizza to a pair of women. The waitress turns to Stacy.
Hi. I was wondering if I could ask you a couple of questions. My name is Stacy Crawford.
I'm Selena.
I think you may have known Meredith Yell. She told me to come here. I'm trying to find out why.
I'm sorry, I don't know Meredith Yell.
Can you please just tell me if you recognize anyone in these photos?
Photos of Jeff, Meredith, and Juliet, who she recognizes.
Oh, I know this girl. She was killed not too long ago.
You knew her?
I mean, she was a customer here. She would come pretty often, usually alone, sometimes with her boyfriend.
She narrows her eyes.
Although, once she came in with another woman, and they caused a scene with a big argument.
You said she came in with a boyfriend. It's not this man?
It's hard to tell. It could be. I didn't really get a good look at him. He usually wore a hat, so it hid most of his face. I'm sorry, I should get back to work.
One last question. Do you know the woman Juliet was arguing with?
No. I'm sorry, I couldn't help.
Selena steps away. Stacy leaves. Joelle and Alex sit at their breakfast table. She reads her electronic tablet.
Darn it. I'm out of storage. I keep forgetting to take that hard drive Jeff offered me.
You heard from Stacy this morning?
No. She needs her rest, so I'm gonna wait a bit to call. I'm seeing her later with Mom anyways.
Yeah, she definitely needs her rest. This whole situation with her and Jeff is getting pretty crazy. You should hear some of the gossip going around the office right now.
Do people actually believe he killed Juliet?
Some of them are saying that she might have been his mistress and he might have killed her so Stacy wouldn't find out.
Why would people think Jeff and Juliet were having an affair?
It's an accumulation of things. Like, Juliet was bringing him gifts, lunches, following him to conferences. I mean, the rumors probably wouldn't be this bad if she hadn't asked for her file to be transferred to Jeff.
She narrows her eyes and cocks her head.
So she was working with someone else before Jeff?
Hmm.
Who?
Ellen.
Her eyes widen and she heaves a sigh.
Gossip's only gonna get worse once they find out that Juliet's friend was murdered and that Jeff doesn't have an alibi again.
It's brutal, poor Jeff.
She wraps her forehead. In her kitchen, Stacy hosts Joelle and their mom for lunch.
You seem very preoccupied, honey. Are you finally gonna tell me what's going on? I know something is wrong.
You're right. We've been keeping something from you.
I knew it. Why am I always the last to know?
This is serious, Mom. Before I tell you, I need to be sure you're going to listen to me without interrupting or judging. On Sunday night, I got a phone call.
Her mom nods sternly. In her office, Ellen steps up to an orange door. She unlocks it to find Sean seated at the desk. He looks up surprised.
I didn't expect anybody to be in here. What are you doing in Alex's office?
Alex out for lunch, and he told me I could use his computer, so.
Okay, well, I just came to grab a file.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She peers at the computer screen.
You're getting pretty comfortable here. Jeff says you've been doing some really good work.
Ah, thanks.
You know, I mentioned to Jeff it might be a good idea to take some time off. So you may work directly under your uncle.
I'd rather not. Alec bosses me around enough in my normal life. I don't need it at work, too.
Yes, I can understand that.
He snickers. She steps to the door and smiles to him as she leaves. He heaves a sigh and looks towards the door suspiciously before continuing his work in Stacy's kitchen.
I told you years ago you should have left him. He's just like your father. Nothing but a liar and a cheater.
Mom, stop.
You don't get to tell me when I can and can't talk.
Joelle rolls her eyes.
I did my best to raise you girls well. To protect you so that you'd never get hurt the way I did. And look what I get in return. You always think you know better. You just see me as a bitter old woman. You never even bothered to consider my advice. Look at you now. You're still married to a man who is about to destroy your life with his lies.
That's enough, Mom. This is exactly why I didn't want to tell you. I always expect you to be supportive, and you disappoint me every time.
You need to be smart, Stacy, instead of pining for a man who is keeping another woman's bed warm.
Stop it! Jeff is nothing like Dad. You need to swallow your pride and realize that my relationship is different than yours was.
Stacy stands. Her mom sneers.
I think it would be best if you left and we can continue this conversation when you're ready to be supportive.
Her mom's jaw drops. Joelle looks away. Their mom stands, then stumbles.
Oh, God!
Mom? Mom?
She clutches at the left side of her chest.
Oh, my gosh. What's happened?
Joelle holds her mom.
Okay, just breathe. I got you.
Joelle stands at a hospital room door with a nurse who steps away.
Taking such good care of her.
Joelle returns to Stacy at their mom's bedside.
She's gonna be okay. She just needs some rest.
This is all my fault. I shouldn't have reacted like that. I just couldn't handle hearing Mom talk about how Jeff has lied to me before.
Stop blaming yourself. She's okay. I know. I just feel so tired. Deep down, I don't think Jeff is capable of murder. But with everything stacked against him, I don't want to be one of those stupid girls blinded by love.
You are not stupid. And you know your husband.
Just listen to your heart and leave all of those details to Mike and the police. Thanks, Joe. You're right.
They look towards their mom. Joelle takes her hand. Jeff and Alex sit at a cafe in their office building.
I can't believe Stacy didn't call to tell me about Madeline.
I told Joelle I was with you, so Stacy knew I'd let you know.
Well,
still.
I know, this is a lot for Stacy. I mean, adding to what happened last night, she was a wreck.
This whole thing is a mess. She's barely talking to me. I don't know what to do anymore to make her believe me. Alec, I'm losing her. Maybe being at home more will help.
Alec purses a smile and nods. Later, Jeff steps out of his office. Ellen spots him and he turns to her.
Jeff, can I see you in my office
yet? Yeah, sure.
He enters her office and takes a seat.
So I hear you're finally taking my advice?
Yeah, I'm going to take the afternoon to finalize some paperwork and then heading out.
It's going to be weird not having you around. There's something I need to tell you about Juliet and I. When I was handling her file, something went wrong.
What do you mean?
I made a calculation mistake. I was fixing it. When she found out, she accused me of trying to sabotage her company.
Were you trying to sabotage her?
No, of course not. This happened right after they announced the opening of regional manager, and I was blinded by getting the title. I didn't think twice. I offered Juliet money to buy her silence because I didn't want the situation to leave a black mark on my career and spoil my chances for promotion.
Jeff raises his brow.
Wow. So did she take the money?
No. She just dropped me and asked you to handle her business plans.
Well, I don't. So why are you telling me all of this?
The police have her cell phone and her laptop. I'm not sure if she still has her email exchanges, but if she does, I could be in trouble.
Hold on. You haven't told the police? Ellen, you kidding me? I'm being accused of murder, and you're sitting on information that could help me?
Jeff, it's not that simple.
Oh, no, but it is. You lied to the police, and now you want me to help you. I'm sorry, but I'm going to tell them everything.
Ellen glares, stands, and leans towards him.
You'll regret not accepting my offer for an alibi. You can leave now.
His eyes widen. He stands and leaves. She keeps her eyes on him as he shuffles out. Later, Stacy at her dining table. Well,
Mom's not that young anymore. Seeing her so fragile in her hospital bed made me realize she won't be with us forever. But I want to finish the conversation we started with her.
We didn't even get to tell her about the murder.
She deserves to know that Jeff is a suspect.
Always tiptoeing around her because of her anxiety. But you're right. She needs to know what you're going through. I'm sure once she understands the whole situation, she'll be supportive. Mom is strong. She still has many years ahead of her.
Yeah. She's far too stubborn to go before she's ready.
Jeff and Alec meet in the lunchroom.
She was so worried what the police might find out. I mean, she must be hiding something.
Like what?
I'm not sure, but I gotta find out. I mean, this could be a way to get the police off my back. Mm. Hey, do you think maybe Sean would hack into Ellen's emails if I...
Absolutely not. There's no way I'm gonna let my nephew take the risk. He could get sued if he gets caught. Could end up with a criminal record.
No. Sorry, you're right.
No, that's all right. There's got to be another way to find out without you getting in more trouble, right? You got enough of that as it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff stands. Stacy and Joelle.
We should be getting back to the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, before we go, can I grab that extra hard drive?
Sure. You can check Jeff's office.
Thanks.
Joelle stands and enters Jeff's home office. She opens a cupboard. Meanwhile, Stacy clears their dishes. Joelle opens another cupboard. She looks through it, then closes it. Now, she opens a desk drawer, then opens another.
Did you find it?
Stacy enters, and they both stare inside a drawer. Stacy's jaw drops. In a box is a gun and phone.
Oh my God. No.
Later, a police car leaves Stacy's driveway. Inside, Munker descends the staircase.
All right, ladies. We've done a complete search of the house, so that's going to be all for today.
Is Jeff going to be arrested?
Nothing's going to happen before we run some tests on the bullet that killed Juliet Lane to make sure it came from that gun.
Is it safe for Stacy to stay here?
I think Miss Crawford is the only one that can make that decision.
Munker leaves.
Ladies.
Joelle frowns and crosses her arms.
I'm going to stay here.
Stacy.
Go pick up Mom. I'll call you later. You should come. And stay at Mom's, too. I'm fine.
She leaves. Stacy ascends her staircase. Sean knocks on Jeff's office door.
Hey, you want to see me?
Yeah. Come on in. Grab a seat. Do you mind closing the door?
Yeah.
Sean closes the door and returns to his seat across from Jeff.
What's up?
Alec doesn't want me talking to you about this.
Okay.
So, can we keep it between us?
Yeah.
I need your help with something.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm not great with computers.
Oh, and I know you are.
Yeah.
Munker knocks on the door.
I need to talk to Mr. Crawford. In private.
It's okay. Thanks, Sean.
Yeah.
Sean steps out. He pauses and looks over his shoulder as Munker closes the door.
Detective Munker.
I got a call this afternoon from your wife. She found your old cell phone in your home office. Next to a gun.
You're serious? That's impossible. Detective, I don't even own a gun. I mean, Stacy knows that. I'm sure she told you by now.
We'll let the experts determine that. You know, they're gonna need a little time to see if the gun they found matches the bullet that killed Juliet Lane. But if it does, you'll hear from us soon enough.
What does that mean?
Just means, stick around. Don't leave town.
Jeff looks towards her in confusion. Munker stands, opens the door, and leaves. Joelle sits on a sofa next to her mom. Joelle picks up her phone.
So, you gonna join us for a sleepover? I don't think so. I need to face Jeff.
Joelle's mom looks to her hopefully. Joelle turns and leaves.
Stacy, you cannot stay there alone.
Stacy weeps. She looks over her shoulder.
He just got home. I'll call you back. I'm calling Alec right now so he can be there with you.
Joelle's mom raises her brow to her. Jeff approaches Stacy.
Hey, listen, you gotta believe me when I tell you.
I trusted you. I defended you.
Hey.
Don't touch me. Since when do you keep a gun in our house?
That wasn't my gun. Stacy, I don't even own a gun. You know that. Come on, I swear I'm being framed here.
Do you know how insane that sounds?
Yeah, well, I'm telling the truth, okay? Somebody must have planted that gun and my cell phone in my office.
The same way someone brought your phone to a crime scene? Or how you were unreachable the night that Meredith died?
Stacy,
no.
Please, just listen.
Today I decided to fight for you. Like an idiot, I decided to ignore everything pointed against you. I told myself over and over again that you couldn't have possibly done this, and now...
She looks down.
I can't live under the same roof as you. I think you should leave. You can pack a suitcase and come get the rest of your stuff another day. And just so you know, I called Joelle and Alec is on the way.
Sis, you know I would never hurt you.
You already have.
She stares him down through teary eyes. He he breaks the gaze and turns away. Stacy sits on the sofa and weeps. Now, Jeff loads a suitcase into his SUV. Alec parks in the driveway and gets out.
Hey.
He approaches Jeff.
I just got a call from Joelle.
I know why you're here. Just, take good care of Stacy for me, please. And listen, I'm gonna make sure she knows she was right to trust me.
Jeff turns and enters his SUV. Alec heaves a sigh. Now, Alec enters the front door.
Stacy? It's Alec!
She descends the staircase in a bathrobe.
Hey, I'm so sorry about everything. Joelle just called for me to check on you.
I know, she told me.
She answers the phone.
Stacy? I was just about to call you.
Good. Are you okay?
Jeff just left, and Alec is here. I think we should wait to tell Mom until I can be there. I want to do it myself. I'm just going to relax for a bit, and I'll come over later.
Call if you need anything.
Okay.
Love you.
Bye. Thanks for coming over.
Yeah, of course. Did you want me to stay, or...?
No, thanks. I'll be okay.
All right, if you're sure. You know I'm just a phone call away if you need anything, right?
She walks him to the door. He smiles. She waves, closes the door, and locks it. Now, she enters her bedroom and sits on the bed. Tears shimmer off her cheeks. She picks up a framed photo of herself and Jeff in front of a mountain landscape. She has a series of auditory flashbacks.
I have no alibi. Stacy, a woman is dead. I was worried that you might not believe me if I told you that I knew Juliet. I decided not to go. So I drove around.
She puts down the photo, then lies back and closes her eyes. Evening. An SUV pulls into Stacy's driveway. It's Jeff. He gets out and enters the front door. Crosses the front room. Stacy sleeps restlessly. Jeff enters the bedroom. He stands over her sleeping. He holds a pillow. Stacy sleeps. Jeff sits on the bed next to her. He slowly raises the pillow over her face. She awakens. Her eyes bulge.
Jeff! Jeff, what are you doing?
I know you found out my secret.
You killed Juliet.
I had to. She was gonna tell everyone about our affair. I couldn't let her do that.
And Meredith.
She knew about Juliet and I. She was gonna tell you. I did what I had to do. God, I love you so much, Stacy. God, I wish there was another way.
Jeff, I'll keep your secret.
A tear rolls down his cheek.
I won't tell anyone.
He shakes his head.
You would do that?
I would do anything for us.
How could you change your mind so fast?
I just needed time to think. I love you.
I love you too.
We can be together.
Okay.
She sits up in bed and hugs him. He smiles. She shoves him to the wall and races out of the bedroom. She runs down the stairs.
Why are you making this harder than it has to be?
He chases. He catches her at the front door.
Get off me!
I love you, Stacy. But it's time to say goodbye.
He squeezes her throat and she awakens from her nightmare to find Jeff sitting on the bed.
What are you doing?
You were having a nightmare. I was trying to wake you up. What? Hey.
Stacy, hey.
She gets up and races away.
I'm sorry I scared you. I just came back to get my briefcase. Hey, I texted you before coming. Can you just slow down so we can talk for a moment?
Flashing blue lights fill the home.
Police on up!
Jeff is cuffed.
Stacy, I swear, I'm innocent. Okay, just, can you call Mike, please, and tell him what's happening? I love you.
Jeff is placed in the back of a police car. He looks towards Stacy on the front steps and weeps. She frowns as he's driven away. She enters her home and leans against the door. She reads a text from Jeff. Sorry, Stacy, I forgot my briefcase and wanted to let you know that I'll come by around 7 to get it. She cries, then makes a call.
Stacy? Joelle?
What's happening?
They arrested Jeff. They arrested him for Juliet's murder.
What?
Morning. In her living room, Stacy sits across from Joelle and their mom.
Thanks, Mom. I never thought it would have been so easy to tell you all of this.
Am I allowed to talk now?
Of course, I want to hear what you have to say.
I appreciate you telling me all of this. As your mother, I should be protecting you from harm, not adding to it. I am so sorry for how I handled our conversation last time. Thank you. Okay. Now we need to take care of you. I know I haven't been Jeff's biggest cheerleader in the past, but Stacy, there is a big difference between being a liar or a cheater and being a murderer.
She cuts herself off. Stacy and Joelle hang their heads.
Do you really believe Jeff killed that girl?
Stacy shrugs.
The murder weapon was at our house. Jeff has no alibi. His cell phone was at a crime scene.
You're not answering my question. Can you tell me out loud that your husband is a killer?
Stacy purses her lips and shakes her head softly. Her mom smiles smugly.
That's what I thought.
Stacy answers her phone. It's Mike.
Hello?
Hey, Stacy. Jeff's already had his arraignment. As I thought, there's no possibility of bail without a bond hearing, which is set for later today.
Okay.
I also got disclosure of evidence, which I'll take a look at, and then we should meet. Are you available later today?
I don't know. Is it going to make a difference?
Stacy, you're still his wife. Nobody knows him like you do. Having you testify in his favor at the bond hearing also couldn't hurt.
I'll see you later, and I'll let you know about the hearing.
Stacy meets with Mike in his office.
This file contains everything they have on Jeff so far.
She sifts through the files. Her eyes bulge at photos of a black glove and the gun.
Why a glove?
It was found on the lawn of the cottage where Juliet was killed. It's covered in gun residue. The police think that the killer dropped it when they were fleeing the scene.
Gun residue. That means the killer was wearing this when he shot Juliet. Can we find out what fabric this glove is made of?
Yeah, no problem. I can call the detective. But why?
Jeff has severe allergies.
Right. To what materials again?
Polyester and latex are the worst ones. He breaks out in a bad rash. It usually lasts a week or so.
Mike takes notes.
He could have never hid this from me.
Joelle wipes a kitchen counter. Stacy enters.
Hey, how'd it go?
Fine. A little overwhelming looking at all the evidence. Where's Mom?
She's upstairs, probably still picking out an outfit.
Mike told me that Jeff thinks Ellen could have something to do with Juliet's murder.
What? Ellen?
Apparently she did something wrong when she was managing Juliet's business plan and then offered her a big amount of cash to not talk about it.
Is there any proof?
Ellen told Jeff there are emails between her and Juliet. Mike's on it.
Stacy answers her phone.
Hey, Mike?
The detective on the case was very quick getting back to me.
Your hunch was right. The glove is 100% polyester.
This could be great for us.
But I suggest we wait before telling the police, at least until we get the results of the DNA analysis.
Jeff can't wear those gloves. It's impossible.
I hear you. But they're going to do everything they
can to find a loophole. Like saying Jeff could have worn glove liners.
I'll get you the number for his doctor, but it's a very severe allergy. I had to buy a new couch and change half my wardrobe when I met him.
Oh, I know.
Send me the number of his dermatologist. And if we need to, I'll have him in court as an expert witness.
I'm confident, Mike.
This is good news, honey. You're allowed to have hope for Jeff just the same way you're allowed to lose your trust in him. Those feelings are natural and real. You can't fight them.
Thanks, Mom.
Stacy and her mom hug.
But if Jeff isn't guilty, then someone is framing him. I want to know more about Ellen. Maybe Jeff is right and she had something to do with it.
Ellen?
Oh, I'll explain later.
I may not understand everything that's going on, but it's clear you have more urgent things to do than to go to Jeff's hearing. If you're okay with it, I can go. I've known Jeff long enough to testify for him.
You would do that?
Of course I would. And just so things are clear between us, I'll never believe Jeff could kill someone.
Well, where are you going to start?
I'll go back to Roberto's pizza place, and then maybe I'll stop at Jeff's office. I'll keep you updated as I go. And thank you. Let me know how it goes at the hearing.
At Roberto's pizza place, Stacy sits at a table. She answers her phone.
Hello?
Hey, I just got home. Jeff has been bailed out.
Mom paid the bail, but he has a long list of restrictions.
Mom paid? What kind of restrictions does he have?
Well, he's not allowed to be around you or have any interaction with you. He can't go to work either. He has to report to a corrections officer every day, morning and night.
He has to wear an ankle monitor.
And he's gonna stay at Mom's.
Is Mom okay with that?
She's happy to help.
She'll never stop surprising me. I'm just waiting for Selena at Roberto's pizza place.
If she confirms Ellen is the woman Juliet was arguing with, I'll try to pay her a visit after.
Okay, let me know how it goes, please.
I'll call you later.
Sounds like Stacy's on a mission to clear Jeff's name. And what happened since yesterday to change her mind?
She found out Juliet's killer was wearing polyester gloves. We all know Jeff could never wear those.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Stacy is so strong. I know she's gonna find out the truth about what happened. Like you said, she is on a mission.
They hug. Celine approaches Stacy.
Hi, what can I do for you?
Hi. I came in not too long ago to ask you some questions. Do you remember me?
Of course, I do.
You mentioned that Juliet Lane, the girl who was murdered, came in one day with a woman and they argued.
Mm-hmm.
She shows a photo of Ellen.
Is this her?
Yes, that looks like her.
Thank you.
Stacy exits Roberto's and makes a call.
She confirmed Ellen is the woman she saw fighting with Juliet. We're definitely onto something.
Wow, she really could be framing Jeff.
Yes, I'm gonna go to the office to see what I can find.
It's not safe. Let me at least go with you.
I'm not sure I can go tonight.
If I can't reach Peter, I have to go check on the Marshall house.
It hits the market tomorrow.
Okay, well, call me on your way back. I'll be waiting at your place.
Okay.
Stacy gets into her car. Joelle shakes her head.
Poor Stacy.
I know.
They pack her suitcase.
You gonna stay with her for a while then?
Yeah. I don't want to leave her alone.
What are you gonna do without me?
I'll probably check in on Sean. He's having a bit of a tough time lately.
Oh. Well, he's lucky to have such a great uncle.
Yes. Mm. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
They kiss and he steps out. Evening. A for sale sign with Stacy's photo on it in a yard. She parks in the driveway and approaches the front door. She opens it and enters. She flicks on a light and ascends the staircase. The lights go off. She is startled and looks over her shoulder. She sees a person's shadow on the wall below. She darts into a room and peers at the person ascending the stairs through a crack in the door. She closes the door and enters a closet. Her eyes bulge through a crack in the closet. She watches as the door is open and the offender enters. Peter steps through the open front door.
Hello?
The offender leaves the room. Stacy heaves a sigh. Peter enters the house and closes the front door. He ascends the staircase.
Stacy?
Peter? I'm in here!
He opens the closet door.
Oh my God, Stacy!
Someone was in the house. We need to call the police.
Later, a police car drives away from the house. Peter and Stacy inside.
It's too bad you didn't see anyone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you going to be all right to drive?
Yes. Thank you, Peter.
Okay, come on.
He opens the door for her and she steps out. He follows. Now, Stacy approaches her front door where Joel greets her.
They were right there. We could have had them. I'm just so happy you're all right. Thanks for coming.
Of course.
That's so scary.
I'm staying over tonight, okay?
Why don't they make us some tea?
Thanks, Joe.
The next day, Stacy enters her kitchen. She pats her hands together. Joel joins her.
I didn't hear you get in. How'd it go at the police station?
They're not sure the incident from last night is related to Juliet or Meredith's murder.
Come on, really?
Detective Munger said it could just be a home invasion gone wrong. If only I could have given them a good description.
I still want to go to the office and look into Ellen regarding her confession to Jeff about her background with Juliet, then the argument at the pizza place, but first I need to talk to Jeff.
Joel raises her brow to Stacy. They sit side by side at the kitchen counter. Joel makes a call. Their mom dines in her home with Jeff. She answers her phone.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey, Mom. Is Jeff close to you right now?
Yes, why?
Can you put your phone on speaker, please?
She places her phone next to Jeff.
Jeff, I know you're not supposed to call or talk to Stacy right now, but this is just me calling my mom. And Stacy is sitting next to me.
Hey. I hope you and Stacy are doing okay. Madeline told me about what happened at the Marshall house.
I wish I could have been there for Stacy.
Well, don't worry. I'm taking good care of her. I'm sure Mike told you about the gloves.
Yeah, he did. My wife's a friggin' genius.
Well, she wanted me to tell you that she knows you didn't do anything. And she's sorry for how she acted.
Jeff weeps.
Wait,
It means the world to know that she's behind me. Thank you. It's so hard to be away from her with all this going on.
Jeff, I miss you so much.
I promise.
I'm gonna find a way to get you out of this.
Please, just be careful.
Stacy closes her eyes and she's evening. Aerial view of city lights. Stacy exits her car in a parking garage. She gets a call from Sean. She exits the garage. Now, she enters a hallway in Jeff's office and walks along it. She unlocks a door and enters it. She continues along, and Ellen steps up to her.
Stacy! What are you doing here?
I know you're hiding something about your history with Juliet.
I suppose we should get this over with then.
Excuse me?
I knew somebody would find out eventually.
Joelle and Alec in their bedroom.
Happy you agreed to go out tonight. We haven't had much time together lately.
I'm sorry. I've just been so worried about Stacy and my mom, but I'm glad we're finally getting some time together.
A call from Sean.
You're not going to take that?
No, it's just Sean. I just need a break. I don't know what to tell him anymore.
I'll wait for you downstairs?
Yeah.
Stacy sits with Ellen.
Jeff told me about the money. I know there's something else. You wouldn't be this scared if it was only a bribe to cover a small mistake. Are you really going to let Jeff go to jail for something you know he didn't do?
You're right, Stacy. There is something more. Recently, Juliet sent me an email saying that she now wanted money I offered her months ago. I talked to her over the phone, and I convinced her to meet me in person. We were supposed to meet last Monday, but as you can imagine, it never happened because she was killed the night before. I was scared that the police would find out about it and mark me as a suspect. I even offered Jeff a fake alibi that would help the both of us.
But Jeff didn't take you up on it.
No. No, he didn't.
She gets a text from Sean reading, "I need to talk to you, now." Joelle stands at the base of her stairs.
Alec, hurry up, please.
Give me 5 minutes.
Okay, I'm gonna go warm up the car.
Joelle exits the front door and steps towards her car. She answers her phone.
Hey, how did it go?
Hey, I just got a weird text from Sean, and now he won't answer his phone. Has he tried to get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, actually.
He tried calling Alec maybe 10 minutes ago. I've got a bad feeling about this. Stay put, I'm on my way over.
Alec paces.
Sean, I'm serious. You need to stop calling me when I'm with Joelle. Keep it together.
Alec, listen. I've been doing
Sean,
a lot of thinking.
I'm gonna try calling Sean again.
Yeah, let me know when
Alec's phone call comes through the car speakers.
Switching to Bluetooth.
I agreed to hide the gun in the cell at Jeff's house because you said it was your only option. I had no idea he was Jeff Storm or that you shot your mistress.
Joelle's eyes well up. Stacy drives. Alec and Sean chat.
Sean. Sean, are you there?
Alec reads. Call transferred to Alec's car. He looks out the window to Joelle in the car looking stunned.
Joelle, you need to go now.
Joelle stuffs the phone in her pocket.
Alec, are you there? I'm gonna be there in a minute.
Alec steps up and opens the door. Stacy eavesdrops.
I don't know what you heard exactly, but Sean is losing it.
He's done a lot of terrible things and he's trying to pin it all on me.
Yeah, he did seem really upset. But why didn't you tell me earlier?
Just stay calm. Walk to the house.
That could explain everything. I said, get in the house now.
He grips a gun in his waistband. He glares at her. She stands slowly.
Alec, let's talk.
Shut up. I'm trying to think.
He grabs her and forces her to the door.
Alec, don't leave.
Sean pulls up and darts towards them.
Sean!
What are you doing? What are you doing, Alec? Stay out of this, Sean. I'm warning you.
Sean backs off.
You're a force angel. I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Stacy parks behind him and races over.
Alec! Stop! Stop it!
Hey, whoa.
I called the police. They know everything. We know you killed Juliet and Meredith. It's over.
Shut up, Stacy. You don't know what you're talking about.
Sean shakes his head.
She's so damn right. And you played me right from the start.
Sean has a flashback. Alec hands him a bag.
I need you to hide this in Jeff's home office. All right, I'm going to be in a meeting with him. Stacy's going to be with Joelle at the park. There's nobody home. Now's the perfect time for you to go.
Sean unzips the bag.
Alec, what happened?
No, you don't get to know.
Alec zips the bag.
Look, remember when I saved your ass on that drunk driving charge when you hit somebody? Well, now you get to return the favor and help me. I mean, nobody's gonna think to look in Jeff's house, right? Hey. Sean, you owe me this.
Return to present.
And I'm done keeping my mouth shut! I'm not afraid of you anymore. I know you killed Juliet, and you told Joelle you're with me the night Meredith, that he wasn't!
Keep your voice down!
I won't! You even planned to kill Stacy in the house for sale. You're a monster.
You're the one who planted the gun and the cell at Jeff's, all right?
It's your word against my...
Joelle squirms. Sean darts towards them. He grabs Alex's gun-wielding hand, and they struggle for the gun. Stacy covers her mouth. Sean holds his wounded shoulder. Joelle helps him. Stacy swats the gun from Alec's hand. She kicks the gun away, then picks it up. She holds it to Alec. He puts his hands up.
Nothing would have happened if Juliet hadn't threatened me. She said she was going to tell everybody about our affair, right? Joelle, I love you so much. You gotta believe me. I never loved Juliet.
I hacked into your email, Alec. I have proof of your affair with Juliet. You're done.
But why did you frame Jeff?
Alec was unhappy with his demotion when he got transferred at ARXB. He wanted Jeff's position.
Please, Joelle, don't listen to him. It was never supposed to happen this way. I never wanted you or your sister or Jeff to be involved. It was a mistake, I swear. I grabbed Jeff's phone by accident, and then
you pocket-dialed me with my husband's phone while you killed your mistress. Framing Jeff for Juliet's murder was the perfect plan to get him out of the way so you could take his job. I can't even look at you! Stay away from my sister!
Flashing blue and red lights wash over them.
Alec, you're not going anywhere. I don't want to shoot you. But I will if you make me.
Alec shouts. Sean smirks at him. He's held up by Joelle. Alec steps back despondently. Stacy smiles to herself with the gun still trained on Alec. He rubs his face and weeps. Fade to black. Morning. In her home, Stacy and Joelle set brunch on the table.
Here we go.
A letter on the table.
What's this? Oh, it's another letter from Alec. You should read it when you get the chance. I still can't believe how delusional he is thinking I'll go visit him in jail.
Jeff and their mom enter.
Oh, here you are.
Sorry, late. Your mother couldn't decide what outfit to wear, as per usual.
You look great.
Thanks, honey.
And the other letter is a confirmation that I've been accepted to Doctors Without Borders. I leave next week.
I am beyond happy for you.
Thank you.
I am so proud of my girls.
To Joelle, my brilliant little sister.
Cheers.
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 They sip from champagne flutes.
You?
Jeff takes Stacy's hand.
Stacy. To you.
He looks into her eyes.
Who knows where I'd be without you?
Happy anniversary, Jeff.
Happy anniversary.
He caresses her head and kisses her passionately. Joelle and her mom look on, smiling. Stacy hugs Jeff.
Okay. Let's celebrate.
Stacy hugs Joelle and her mom. Fade to black. The descriptive video for Pocket Dial Murders was a production by Serafino Sound Studio. Script and voiceover by Cameron Catalano. Pocket Dial Murders was a Lifetime movie and a production by Pierre David and Tom Barry, starring Kirsten Comerford, Steve Byers, Erica Anderson, Mathieu Bourassa, Don Lambing, Darius Rath, Deborah Hale, Janae R. Morgan, casting by Lisa Parrison and Ilona Smythe, production designer Cody Johnson, edited by Jordan Jensen, music by Richard Bowers, wardrobe designer Roxanne Boisbert, director of photography Bill St. John, associate producers Cynthia Burke and Audrey Moore, story by Roxanne Boisbert, screenplay by Audrey C. Marie and Roxanne Boisbert, production by Steve Boisbert and Ivy Bregman, executive producers Pierre David, Tom Barry and Roxanne Boisbert, executive producers Louisa Caddywood and Brianne Hartley, directed by Roxanne Boisbert.